Hey, welcome back everyone to the Reflex Blues Show. I am your host Donovan Beery, recording live from the How Design Live Conference here in Boston, Massachusetts. It's day one, the convention center is just open, as usual, complete madhouse. And thankfully I'm recording here from the Nina Paper booth. They're giving out posters, they're giving out postcards, people filling out, and it's just mayhem everywhere. Calvin Ng, what are you doing here tonight?
I'm here to hang out with our fellow Howies.
And you're one of the How ambassadors this year. How many ambassadors are there at the 2018 event?
There are about 10 altogether.
And you guys have been doing great. You're here with Schmidt Cat or Keith, and he set up the How bar crawl. And you guys have been welcoming in all the guests. I mean, you got the ambassador name tag, so everyone knows who to go. How has the experience been so far, even though we're only a day in?
Well, it's been great. You know, everybody had a lot of questions, a lot of valid questions, and we've been touching bases with the organizers to get those answers. And we've been posting them on our How Design Live Facebook page. And we're hoping to get the word out that, you know, there are other events that are happening. We're just kind of winging it, you know, this year. But I think it's very exciting that everybody's connecting.
What's out of all these events that you say they're happening, which is the one you're still looking forward to?
I think the closing party. I think the closing party is going to be really fun because Johnny Cupcakes is going to be DJing, and he has this little shop here with his T-shirts, and so you know it'll be really cool, you know, to hear what he has to, you know, play.
Yeah, and I think later this week I'm going to try to run down to Aziz. Got the pop up shop here in the convention center and go check that out a little bit. Maybe see if we can get him. But he's doing all vinyl DJ closing party.
Yes, he is. He's doing all vinyl DJ closing party, and he's also going to have some sort of interactive presentation as well. Some sort of something on the screen that he developed.
Yeah, he's spoken here before, but this is like he's taking it to the next level.
Yeah, he is. He is. I think, you know, because he's a local favorite. You know, and I think everybody's going to be pleasantly surprised.
All right, well, Calvin, hopefully we'll catch up with you later in the week. Thanks, and we'll catch up and talk again soon.
All right, thanks, Donovan.
And we got another How ambassador here in Karen Larson. Karen, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How you doing, Donovan?
Not bad. I mean, I haven't seen you in minutes.
I know. It has been. It's been, what, an hour?
Probably about an hour.
Yeah. Well, Jamie and I went and did some damage.
All right. Well, so how are you enjoying the day so far of ambassadoring, or whatever you guys are calling it?
I think it's fantastic. I think that I love the emphasis on women in the industry and the empowerment of women. I think that it's been a fantastic conference so far. Just started.
Yeah, we're it's weird. It feels like, you know, we're going in, but this is the opening kickoff. It's right now.
Yeah, it is literally. The exhibit hall is always a place where it kicks off the conference. Even though we've had a couple keynotes earlier today, this literally kicks off the conference. So,
yeah, it's the first time everyone's just kind of, you see the pageant. Oh my goodness, we have with us Justin Ahrens over here. He's somehow crashing the show again. But this is the event where you've seen everybody, but it's the event where everyone's kind of let loose now.
Right.
And they're not just sitting in a chair.
Right.
And they're moving around.
And designers absolutely love all the swag. They love looking at all the touching the paper, all the print samples. We're actually at the Nina booth right now, and we're checking out the paper samples. For example, I'm holding the Nina Boston map that was created. Jamie, who created this?
Hold on, we got Jamie Saunders.
Yeah,
Jamie who is it?
Hey there, it's Russell Shaw. He's out of Atlanta. It's amazing. He's done every map that we've created.
How many maps is this now?
I think this is number 5.
Well, we've been to Boston like 3 times. How are you not just reusing the same one?
No, at the original Boston, we actually, that was where we kicked off the poster illustrations with Draplin. We had a line of 200 people out the door. It's one of my most favorite How memories. Even though I'm not with Nina anymore, I do still support this. I love it. I love the paper. I love what they're doing. I love the map. I have this is my 5-piece collection.
Now you're going to be one of the people that come and steals all the swag, not the ones trying to protect it from greedy little hands.
Yeah, take all the swag. No, I'm just kidding. I was telling Karen when I came in the door, it was the first time I ever entered the exhibit hall through the outside, and it was actually really exciting. I can see why people get super hyped up and they come in here and they're ready to go. There's a line out the door of people trying
to
get in.
Yeah, and they've done the work fronts right up front giving away free T-shirts, and then right around the corner when you go, that's where they're giving away the conference shirts. So even when you try to turn around, there's another line. It kind of adds to it. But you're just standing in line like a commoner now. Just standing in line like a commoner.
I love it. I'm so excited. I think this is my 12th HAL, my first one here as an attendee. And I'm just so proud of the NINA team. The booth looks amazing. And I'm just excited to be here and experience it as a guest. It's exciting.
All right. Well, we're going to catch up with you guys many times, I'm sure, during the week. But
absolutely.
We'll see you in a second.
That sounds great.
Justin Ahrens and David Sherwin. Justin, you guys, you're speaking again this year.
I did.
You just spoke.
I did speak today, yeah.
And I believe I bailed on it like I probably told you I would, but I'm sure it worked okay.
Yeah, I mean, so far we're batting 1,000 with the way we treat each other, so that's good. No, today was great. I talked about just the reality of how you can approach your work and have a better positive attitude. It was kind of like this therapy session. It was super fun.
No, that's good, but why would I want a positive attitude when at any sort of work?
That's really interesting question there, Donovan. Well, I mean, I think it's a lot of the things that we approach, and David knows this even better than I do, is it's often the posture you have in something that kind of can predestine the way the project's going to go. So if you think it's going to be tough, it's going to be tough. It's kind of like Yoda.
Oh, all right. It's a short and green and 900 years old.
and full of wisdom.
Yeah, that's what I hear. David, now you're here with your wife, so we have the full Sherwins, all the Sherwins.
Yes, Beth Mary and I.
And what are you guys speaking about here at the event?
So we have a book coming out in 6 months.
Hold on, wait. First, I got to preface this. Have I already missed your talk as well?
No, our talk is tomorrow, and it's 4:15 to 5. It's called We Make the Call, and it's about team decision-making. Like, how do you work with a design team or creative team to make better decisions with all the stakeholders and people that you work with? And it's from us working across a lot of different creative teams, across a lot of different industries. And also, it's from a book that we have coming out in 6 months. It's about team building.
Who's publishing the book? And where? I mean, is it Amazon, or did they buy it, or where do you, or do you have like a custom website you want people to buy it from?
The book's called Turning People into Teams, and it's from Barrett Kohler, which is a really great press that focuses on business books that have some sort of social good component.
Man, that sounds like it actually has words and not just like 10 pictures.
There are a lot of diagrams. The book is about leveraging people's superpowers and making diagrams or ways to organize the information that comes out of group discussion.
All right, well, we look forward to it. You said it comes out in about 6 months?
Yeah, it comes out October 9th.
All right, and are you guys posting this on your website? Do people just want to is it meettheSherwins.com or what is it?
AskTheSherwins.com.
AskTheSherwins.com. So we meet you here, but we ask you on your website.
That's right.
I like
compliment you. He knows more about you already than he knows about me, and we may have known each other longer. But don't miss his talk tomorrow. It's going to be unbelievable.
I purposely forget everything about you, Justin.
That makes sense. Either that or wholly believable.
Yeah. It's great to see you guys, and it's great. How's people make up what the HAL conference is, and so to see everybody back is so energizing.
Yeah, and I wish I could say the same about you.
It's best you don't.
One big happy dysfunctional family.
We all have families. We all know how they work. So, all right, we'll catch up with you later in the week.
Thanks a lot.
We're gonna wrap up day one of the HAL Design Live conference with another Howie, Nicholas Nahroth. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks.
And How's the event going for you? We're day one. It's still kicking off. This is a marathon, not a sprint, right? Isn't that what they say?
Well, since I am a HAL veteran, I have learned to pace myself better, and I know not to overextend myself on days like this. It's been a great start. Some great sessions. They started off strong. You had Sam Harrison, or at least I had Sam Harrison today. I had a guy about good critiques, giving and receiving good critiques. And then you can never go wrong with a Brian Collins session to round out the day before you hit the chaos of the exhibit hall.
Now the room they gave me to interview in, it was right next to another room, and orchestra members went in there, they kept warming up, and they came out, and they all had Collins badges on. I was like, are you guys in a band for Collins? And they're like, yes. So what was that like? There's a full orchestra or something.
I don't know what a full orchestra looks like.
I mean, it was like 12 or 20 people, maybe.
I would say that, yes. And they played a piece as an intro, which was great. And then the outgoing, and I don't know the name of that one, but the outgoing piece was Aaron Copland's Theme for a Common Man. And they had booming drums to round it out. Oh, it was amazing. That's what I love about him. He always brings something musical in. He does choirs when he's in Chicago, and apparently he does orchestra when he's in Boston. And it's always a different experience, and it sort of elevates the experience.
Yeah, it's a great way to kick it off, and then straight into the exhibit hall into mayhem.
Right. It sort of got me pumped up for what I knew was going to be the experience in the exhibit hall of I have to be in a tight space with a bunch of people navigating food and free stuff.
As a HAL veteran, and how many years is this now?
I think it's 11 conferences that I've been to. I started in 05. I haven't hit all of them in between. I think I've only missed like two or three. So
what kind of advice do you have for people who maybe aren't living up to their full conference potential or haven't gone other than, I know, you know, get a giant steak dinner on the last night?
I would say, A, pace yourself. B, try to work outside your comfort zone a little bit and introduce yourself to the person sitting next to you or standing next to you in line. We're all here for the same thing, to share in the love of creativity.
Yeah, you probably have more in common with people that if you go to a conference that is something you really want and you're passionate about, other people are doing the same. You have more in common with these people than you would think immediately.
Exactly. And the in-between times, the standing in the hallway between sessions, the going to lunch with people, that's really valuable stuff. I mean, I've connected some friends who lived in the same city at a lunch. I'm like, you guys don't know each other. You live in the same freaking city. What the heck? And I've talked out issues that I'm having with people in similar situations. And it's a great way to bounce off or just vent with people who understand you truly.
Yeah, because that's the value. A lot of these talks you can find online. You can find the information out there. But the one-on-one connections, you can't.
That's really what makes the difference. And what I love is the HAL community. I've been a part of this, like I said, since 2005. And they're very humble. They're willing to give. And I, you know, a lot of conferences, like the speakers are sort of separated from the attendees in a way. Whereas here, you can walk up to pretty much any speaker, and they're willing to share their information and knowledge with you. And that's why I love it and keep coming back.
And I think that goes not just here, but like the whole profession. It's so they always give back.
Exactly. And that makes me proud to be a designer.
All right. Well, Nicholas, thank you very much for your time. And we'll see. We're wrapping up day one. We'll see how day two goes.
Excellent. Thanks, Donovan.
Yeah, so we also have two other attendees. Is this your first HAL? This is Sana from Finland.
Yes.
Is this your first HAL conference?
It is, actually, yeah.
What brought you from Finland, I guess? Because Boston's not really like one or two detours away. You actually probably had to travel.
Yes, I did, but I lived in New York, so I mainly came to New York, and then I noticed that this was the same time as my trip, and I've always wanted to come, so I thought this is a perfect opportunity to come.
What are you thinking so far of the event? Is it living up to what you've thought? I mean, it's just it'll get better every day.
Yeah, I mean, it's the first day, and it's been great, and there's been really good talks, and I think, yeah, like you said, I'm really excited to hear what's to come.
All right, well, thank you very much. And you are, hold on, I missed the name. You're from D.C., and it was Lillian Ling. What brings you here?
Well, last year my former boss was a keynote speaker here, so I thought this year I'd come and see what the fuss is about.
Because you're like former boss. I don't know, is that good? Is that bad?
Oh, it's fine. It's great. She couldn't make it this year, but I miss her, and I hope she can make it next year.
And I assume she had good things to say from speaking it, or she was just telling you what it was?
No, I mean, I've heard a lot about HAL, and unfortunately I was busy last year, so I couldn't come. But she had glowing reviews about HAL and the fact that it's a great design community, and that being here is inspirational as well as informative. So I thought this year would be my opportunity to go see if the fuss is correct.
What's the best thing you've seen so far today? Is there anything that you're like, this was what I wanted to see, or what's the thing you're looking forward to?
Oh, what was his name? He just presented the Dialan Awards. No. Oh shoot, it's been a long day. But
they do sort of run together at a certain point. And the thing I'll tell you is once you get back to town, it'll take about 3 days for you to remember everything that you actually did here, because it'll be so much that you do that 3 days later you'll be like, oh, did that all happen, all of it.
And names, especially, like, you want to remember who you saw, but you've seen like 20 people at this point, so you just forget them all. You know, I'll just go back to the website or the app and remember next time. But yeah, it's been great. Love it.
All right. Well, thank you very much, and hopefully we'll catch up with you later in the week.
Awesome. Thank you.
The Reflex Blues Show with Donovan Beery is hosted at 36point.com. Music by Dustlab. Find out more at myspace.com/dustlab.